My name is Heather Gray. I'm Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, and we are having our special meeting this evening to talk about any number of important issues relative to Pacifica. I'm going to call the roll. Teresa Allen? Not here. Adriana Casanet?
Here.
Jim Dingman?
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Here.
Fred Dodsworth? Here. William Foster? Sue Goodwin?
Here.
Donna Grimes? Julie Hewitt? Avelia Jones? Ali Lexa? Marianne Martinez? James McFadden?
Here.
Darlene Pagano? Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Jim Sagerton? Sharon Salam?
Sagerton is here.
Sorry?
Sagerton is here, sorry.
Sagerton, right. Akio Tanaka? Beth Van Guten?
Present.
Egberto Willis. Okay, so we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 board members, which is a quorum. And I must apologize to everyone. I do not have the agenda for the evening, for the meeting this evening. But I know that Nancy Sorden is going to be, actually, Nancy, I'm going to ask you to take the lead in this. You know what the meeting is about, right?
Sort of.
So I'm going to ask you to take the lead in the discussion that we're going to be having about this issue. So tell us about the issue that we're discussing.
Are we on the stream yet?
We are on the stream, yes.
Oh, okay. Let me read the agenda.
There is an agenda. It was posted in the notice for the special meeting, I believe. Okay. That is the agenda, to my knowledge.
We got preliminary items called to order. So it just was called to order at 7:35, I guess. And then we read the report out. Then we do excused absences. Then we identify timekeepers. Then we do agenda approval. Then a motion to declare this meeting illegal and adjourn immediately. See appendix 20 minutes. Identify correct KPFK LSV roster 30 minutes. Certify Pacifica 2023 elections 30 minutes. Adjourn at time certain of 8:30 p.m.
Thank you for that, Nancy. I'm going to ask, could we have anybody be interested in being a timekeeper for speakers? Anyone available for that?
I can do that.
Who is that?
McFadden.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you. Okay. And what about for items?
Adriana, I will do it.
Oh, thank you, Adriana. Let me write this down as well. Okay, just a moment. All right. So
then you do the report out. Oh, I can read the report out.
Yeah, please go ahead. Please go ahead and do that.
The last executive session report out from November 16th, 2023. The PNB met in closed session to hear confidential reports on legal and real estate matters.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chair, I want to let you know that Fred is on.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Fred, Dr. is on. We have a lot of people coming in.
Oh, Fred Dodsworth, yes, good, thank you, thank you. Thank you, hello, Fred.
Hi, Heather.
Okay, so we've had the roll call. So could we excuse those who are not able to attend this evening. Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, I
point of information.
Yes.
I object.
Have you received any requests for excused absences?
No, I haven't. No. They might not have come to me. I don't know. That's a good question.
Point of order, we wouldn't know who to send them to.
Good point.
because of this strange thinking.
Right. I've not seen any notices actually, Beth. So about what we do about the absences. What do we do? I know that Bill Foster is not able to come this evening, so I know that. Any other absences?
I'm sorry, but why don't we wait to see if people come or not? I'm not willing to. Or we can, like we always do. Till now, we were told that everybody that is not coming, even if they don't ask, they were escaped.
Point of order?
Yes.
Have we achieved quorum?
Yes, we have quorum, actually.
I thought 11 was quorum, and I don't count 11 people.
Yeah, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 12.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
I'm going to move to excuse the absences of those who aren't here. And, of course, that's my motion. But by way of motivation, I will add that, of course, we can mark people present if they arrive later.
Oh, thank
but
you.
But I want to do our normal routine of just excusing everyone who's not here.
Does anyone else like to second his motion?
Adriana just did.
Adriana, I'm sorry, Adriana, I didn't hear you. All right. Any disapproval? Anyone opposed to that? All right. So thanks, Jim. So your motion is approved. All right. What's next on the agenda here?
Approval of the agenda.
Approval of the agenda. Thank you. Does everyone have the agenda?
No. Can you please read the agenda?
The chair sent the agenda to everybody.
I did not see it when I logged in earlier. Please read the agenda.
Okay, so hold on just a moment here. I will put it in the chat as well, but.
Thank you.
So agenda approval, motion to declare this meeting. Oh, why is that there? Motion to declare this meeting illegal and adjourn immediately. 20 minutes.
So moved.
I don't know why that's there.
We're doing agenda approval.
Identify correct KPFK LSB roster. That'd be 30 minutes. Certify Pacifica 2023 elections and adjourn at time certain of 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. My goodness.
Chair, is the floor open for discussion of the agenda? Yes. If so, I seek to be recognized.
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I want to move to remove the item from Teresa Allen about adjourning the meeting immediately because it's illegal.
I disagree.
I second.
Point of order.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay, let's go into a discussion.
Point of order.
Madam Chair,
wait a minute.
I'm sorry, everyone.
No, everyone.
How many minutes? I'm sorry to discuss the agenda. I'm asking people.
So who is that who,
Fred.
Adriana is asking how many minutes for this item.
Don't break in like that, please. Stop that. So go ahead, Fred.
Can we identify 7-1? Can I speak, please?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to have identified who is 718-693-1280. And I'd like to identify who is 248-909-2384.
Don't read out the whole number. That's a violation of privacy. That's my number. Try the last four digits. That's the custom.
Beth, thank you.
And it's already been identified.
Thank you.
I was identified before this. Excuse me.
Listen, everyone, if you want to speak, you're going to have to put your hands up.
Madam Chair.
We have to have some kind of order here.
I want us to move
into the agenda here.
Chair, point of order, please. Point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Roll has already been taken. Yes. And the quorum has been confirmed.
Yes.
So reading out.
Yes.
Velia Jones is here.
To- Adriana, go ahead, Fred. Your hand
I'm still up. Trying to find out. So I understand that Beth is, I guess, 1280. Who is 2384 and who is calling user one?
Chair, this is not a point of order.
That's a question, and it's a point of order.
Hold on a minute, everyone. Yeah, who is the phone number ending in 32384? Who is that?
That's Beth.
All set. Thank you, Beth. Okay.
So who is ending in 1280?
Who is the call user one?
This is Steph Wells, and I'm the 909 number.
Who is that? Sorry?
This is Stephanie Wells, and I'm the 909 number that ends in 4764.
Well, thank you for joining us, Stephanie. Okay, good.
Madam Chair, we have present Evelia Jones. She just came in.
Thank you.
Can you tell me how many minutes is for approval of agenda? Because we cannot keep delaying, please.
Yes, we're going to do that. Adriana, thank you so much. We're going to start the meeting now. Okay, so we have the call to order. We've had the roll call.
You have a motion to remove an item from the agenda.
And which item was that, Jim?
That was the motion from Teresa Allen to call the meeting, to declare the meeting illegal and end it.
Okay, so is there a second?
I move to remove that item from the agenda, so we should go to discussion and then we should get a vote.
Hold on a minute. Is there a second to that motion?
Yes, Adriana seconded it.
Adriana seconded. Okay. Anyone, should we have a vote on that or is there anyone who?
Ask for discussion and then we'll go
to. Okay. All right. So we'll have a discussion. Any discussion about that?
This meeting? Yes, I have.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
We have been given multiple different opinions about the validity of this meeting, including from our council, and it is a great question in my mind as to whether or not this is a legitimate meeting. The fact that it was called and that it was the entire week was spent questioning whether the meeting was in fact legitimate is going to suppress the number of people who will actually show up at the meeting. The fact that the meeting was at 4 instead of the typical 5:30 is going to impact that as well. I think that really this meeting is being railroaded by folks with an agenda, and it has actually deliberately kept all the people who are on the PNB in the dark and made them confused enough so that they don't actually know whether this meeting is ongoing, happening, or even legitimate.
Okay, so we have a couple. Thank you for that, Fred. So we have Vanessa and then Jim Sagerton. Go ahead, Vanessa.
We have met our burden. We have met quorum, and I call the question.
I call the question whether or not what?
To vote.
Go to the vote.
Yes.
Whether or not
and
to
I agree. That's what I wanted to
whether
do.
Not to hold, whether or not to hold the meeting?
No. Go to a vote on removing this item from the agenda.
Whether to strike.
Oh, exactly. I see. All right. So, good point. All right. So those who approve of taking that item out of the agenda.
Aye.
Hold on a minute.
Call the roll.
All right. Thank you. Let me call the roll.
I'll get the roll. Hang on a second.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you.
Can you read the motion again? Please.
Yes, the motion to declare this meeting illegal and adjourn immediately.
That is the motion that we're voting on?
Yes.
No, we're voting on whether or not to keep that item on the agenda.
Thank you.
We're voting to remove it from the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
So okay. A yes is to remove?
Yeah. Yes is to remove.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna go,
Point of information, the stream's not up.
Yes, we are in stream.
Point of order, Chair.
Sorry, everyone. Let's have this. Yes, go ahead.
Could you please ask the secretary to take the vote?
Yes.
We're wandering away from the agenda here.
Who is the secretary, actually?
Nancy here.
Secretary, yeah.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay.
Please take the roll.
Teresa Allen. Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
James Dingman.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wait a minute, let me start. Casanave votes yes. Dingman votes yes. Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Dixon Briggs votes yes. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth.
Nay.
Fred Dodsworth votes nay. No. William Foster. Sue Goodwin.
No.
Goodwin votes no. Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Gray votes yes. Thank you. Donna Grimes? Avalia Jones? I heard Avalia was here. I don't hear you, Avalia. Alexa? Marianne Martinez? James McFadden?
Yes. Sorry.
Adam votes yes. Thank you. Darlene Pagano. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Salam votes yes. Thank you. Aki Tanaka. Can't hear you. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Thank you. Egberto Willis? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to call on you yet, Heather. Anyways.
Don't worry.
The chair. Okay, let me call. All right. So, Teresa Allen, how do you vote? I can't hear you. William Foster, how do you vote? I can't hear you.
William Foster asked for an excused absence, I
yes,
thought.
Yes, he has an excused absence.
Donna Grimes. How do you vote? I can't hear you.
She's unable to attend, I believe.
Hewlett said she's not coming. No. Avalia Jones. How do you vote? I can't hear you. I didn't hear you, but I thought you were here. Don't hear you. Alexa, I don't see you yet. Marianne Martinez, I don't see you yet. Darlene Pagano, don't see you yet. Aki Tanaka, don't see you yet. Egberto Willis, don't see you yet. The vote is 9 yes, 2 no, 0 abstentions.
All right, thank you so much, Nancy. So we're taking that.
Wait, that's 11? Wait, that's 11. Who's missing? I'm missing one.
Avalia Jones didn't vote.
Avalia Jones did not vote. Okay.
Chair, Sean has another amendment to the agenda.
What is it? Yes, who has it?
Sean.
Go ahead. Do you have it?
Yes, I'd like to, number 5, postpone that to the next PMB meeting.
That's fine. We can do that. Sure. Is there any disapproval?
Wait, I need a second.
Is there a second?
Beth, second.
Point of information, please.
Yes.
I'm driving, so I can't see number 5. What is number 5?
It's to certify the Pacifica 2023 elections.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Disapproval for changing that? Okay, so we'll do that then. Okay.
Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Who seconded this item again?
Beth.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. All right.
Chair, I have another amendment.
Pardon me?
I have another amendment.
Yes.
Okay. Due to the late start, I want to amend number 4, identify correct KPFK LSB roster to 45 minutes.
My goodness.
Thank you.
All right. So, does anybody second that?
I'll second.
Adriana, second.
Okay. All right. So, any disapproval? All right. So I want us to move on to this item then, actually.
So, Heather, may I make a point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if this really matters, but could you please ask if there's any objection?
Thank you, Jim.
Any objection?
Any objection?
What are we objecting to?
Could you say what the thing is that we would object to first?
It was that, the previous question.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah. It was the certified Pacifica 2023 elections that we moved that item to the next Pacifica meeting, basically.
No, but then the next one was Sean's motion to extend the time for the correct roster to 45 minutes.
45 minutes rather than 30 minutes. Thank you, Jim. Yes.
And there was no objection. You just
object.
I was asking you to put
there
it in the
right
order.
Who objected?
Fred Dodsworth.
Okay, there's an objection. All right, so I guess we'll have to have a vote for that as well.
If there's just
well, you can go to a vote or you can do the procedure we've done before, which is just ask if there's any other.
I demand a vote.
Madam Chair, nobody can demand a vote.
That's wrong.
Is there a second to that?
Requires.
Not a second.
40% doesn't have a second.
That is not true, Adriana.
You don't have a second.
I'm sorry, we're not going to have this discussion going back and forth. Sorry, you all. All right, Vanessa, you have your hand up. What is that about? Go ahead.
Sorry, it was left over. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Jim Sagerton, your hand.
Madam Chair.
Jim Sagerton, your hand.
Time for the agenda approval. We need to go to a vote. We have time for the agenda approval.
Adriana, Jim, is there anything else you wanted to, you put your hand down, okay?
Yes. I put my hand down because I thought you would recognize me. I would want to say that it's, time is up. It's time to go to a vote on this matter.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it open for discussion?
Is there any discussion?
Information?
Time is up. We need to go to a vote.
I have a point of order.
Point of information? Question?
Nancy with a point of order.
Yes, Nancy, go ahead.
Okay, so if you extend item 4 to 45 minutes, that will put us at 8:45, and we have a time certain of 8:30. So that will conflict. So that's...
This is James. I move to remove... I'm going to move next to remove the time certain for the end of the meeting.
I object.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay, there's an objection. Wait, hold on, everyone. We're going to go back to the time here. So let's just talk about the time. So it does say 8:30. So we need to change. We need to extend the time. Well, have a discussion whether or not we want to extend this discussion.
Chair, I have an amendment to Sean's motion.
What is it?
It's going to be extend the time for the discussion of the proper roster to 45 minutes and remove the time certain for the end of the meeting.
Vanessa seconds.
Vanessa seconds it. Is there
any? Now we decide on the amendment first, and then we go to the main motion.
Is there any opposition to that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's have a vote. Would you repeat your motion again, Jim, please?
Yes. It's to extend the time to add time, make the time for the discussion of the roster at KPFK 45 minutes and to remove the time certain for the end of the meeting.
Okay, so let's have a vote.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought we were going to do discussion.
Fred, is there something you wanted to say about that, Fred?
Yes, very much so.
Madam Chair,
Go ahead, Fred.
Madam Chair, time limit.
No, Adriana, that's
we don't have the time.
Go ahead, Fred.
Once again, I see that there are not
sufficient numbers of people on this thing. There's a, on this meeting, there's a lot of confusion about this. One of the issues I have with the PNB is this insistence that we go on and on and on and make very, very bad decisions after way too many hours of this. And I really object to extending these discussions beyond what they were given when we made the agenda, when the agenda was made. We have seen meetings go as late as 1 o'clock in the morning. And this is just how bad decision making an effective board of directors doesn't grind on when people are exhausted, when people are confused about the issues. We need to treat this as though it's an actual honest to God business worth millions of dollars, and grinding people down over these relentless meetings that drag on and on and on and on is how terrible decisions are made.
Okay, thank you.
I object to it.
Sorry, who's timing? Who is the one who's timing people? Who is that?
McFadden's timing.
All right, thank you, Jim. All right.
And I assume we're timing 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, you have some comments you want to make about this? Jim Sagerton, you had something you wanted to say about this?
Madam Chair, what yes. I'm saying, you told me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm timing, you told me to time the items. One that you have, the items, the time is up. And I told you 5 minutes ago, we need to go to a vote. We cannot keep discussing. And I want to add that Teresa Allen is here, Evelia John is here, Darlene Pagano is here, Donna Graham is here.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to move on to Jim, and then I'd like to get to this item as well.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Usually all those phone numbers down at the bottom would be filled in with the names of the, that they represent. Who else is on this call?
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Roll has been taken. Quorum has been met. If it is a request for people to put in their names, but quorum has been met through calling of the roll.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
I was not asking about quorum, Heather. I was not asking about quorum. The identity of the people on the call have usually been or have always been filled in instead of phone numbers or call in or viewer or whatever. And so I'm just asking whoever takes that responsibility on, unless of course it was Julie, could that be done?
That was Julie.
It's not necessary. We need to
point of information.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm going to stop.
Yeah, Tori.
Sorry, everyone. What I want us to do is get to our agenda. We have a lot of discussion that we need to have.
Yes.
Jim, I see your hands up, and I guess.
Yes, I have a point of order, Heather. I would like to remind everyone we've exhausted time on this item, and I want to call the question, move to a vote, which is not really necessary because we're out of time and we have to go to a vote.
Point of order.
Wait, now hold on. Go to the
vote. I second that.
What, Jim? On what in particular?
My point of order?
On the question, you can't have two point of orders at one time. On the previous question, whatever we were talking about, I guess we already established that we ended. I know it was about removing the time.
Amending, exactly.
Yes. So this is a vote on the amendment to remove the time of the, to remove the time certain for the meeting. And that was tacked on to the main motion, which was extend the time to 45 minutes. So we're going to vote now on the amendment.
Thank you. Then
we have to go straight to a vote on the main motion.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think we have to go straight to a vote. It's open for discussion.
All right.
We're out of time, Fred.
No, we are out of time, Fred. We just got to move on.
Ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Go ahead, Nancy. Please call the roll.
Okay. Okay, this is amend. I have to write down who this is. Right.
And Jim, say specifically what it is people are voting on. Would you do that, please?
Yeah, I think I just did.
Do it one more time.
It's to amend the motion, it's making an amendment to the previous motion to remove the time certain from the meeting. We're going to vote on that first. Then that'll be added to the motion to make the time 45 minutes for the roster.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Point of information, Chair?
Yes.
I heard Adriana call my name as if I had answered a roll call, and I haven't, and I thought that responsibility and honor went to Nancy Sorden. Or is Adriana?
Yes, point of order, a point of order, Sarah.
Darlene, Darlene.
Everyone be quiet. We're going to have a roll call on the motion that Jim had mentioned. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Chair, I have Pagano as present.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Teresa Allen.
To move the time certain back? No.
No.
Allen votes no. Thank you. Casanave?
Yes.
Casanave votes yes. Thank you. James Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman votes yes. Thank you. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Yes.
Dixon-Briggs votes yes. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth?
Absolutely not.
Dodsworth votes no. Thank you. William Foster? Sue Goodwin?
Abstain.
Goodwin abstains. Thank you. Donna Grimes?
No.
Grimes votes no. Thank you. Julie Hewitt is not here tonight. Abelia Jones?
No.
Jones votes no. Thank you. Ali Lexa? Didn't see him here. Marianne Martinez?
No.
Martinez votes no. Thank you. James McFadden?
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Thank you. Darlene Pagano?
No.
Pagano votes no. Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam?
Yes.
Salam votes yes. Thank you. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Tanaka votes no. Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Egberto Willis? Let's see. Egberto here tonight. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. Chair, I haven't called on you yet. Okay, so far, 8 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I'm voting yes.
Yes, thank you. What do we have? 9 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so we're going to send it to 45 minutes, and what we're going to do is actually move to that portion of the agenda. So, Nancy, we're going to ask you to go ahead. Please begin that discussion.
Chair, point of order.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I think we just approved the amendment. Now we have to approve the main motion as amended.
Okay, well, go ahead and explain that, Jim.
It's just, you know, when you've amended something, now it becomes the main, it becomes part of the main motion, and you have to approve the whole thing. So okay, you should just ask if there's any objections.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay, let's have another vote, Nancy. Nancy, let's have another vote.
Sorry. Go to a vote. We're out of time. There's no points of information. Just go to a vote.
I want to know what the hell I'm voting on, so
I do. I want to know when James Sagerton was appointed the chair.
Hold on a minute. James, would you explain what it is that we're voting on so that those who are new would know? Would you please explain that?
Yes, we already voted on the motion to remove to amend the motion to remove the time certain. Now we're voting on the main motion, which is now amended, or the main motion as amended, which is to extend the time for the discussion of the roster to 45 minutes and to have the time certain removed from the meeting.
Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Madam Chair, I do have another point of order. So I don't know when I get to make my point of order.
Is that relative to this motion?
Not in the middle of the vote.
Well,
James, would you
We're going to go ahead and have the vote. Go ahead, Nancy, please. Go ahead.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Allen votes no. Thank you. Adriana Casaname?
Vote yes.
Yes. Thank you. James Dingman?
Yes.
Dingman votes yes. Thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Wow.
Briggs votes yes. Thank you. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Dodsworth votes no. Thank you. William Foster? Thank you. Sue Goodwin?
No.
Votes no. Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Donna Grimes? I'll come back to you, Donna. Julie Hewitt is not here. Dahlia Jones?
No.
Votes no. Thank you. Ali Lexa?
No.
Lexa votes no. Thank you. Marianne Martinez?
Hi, sweetheart. Sorry.
No.
Ruined our day that we'd planned.
Hello?
I'm waiting for...
Hello?
Stop talking.
Okay. Go ahead. Marianne, go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead.
Martinez votes no. Thank you.
Chris.
James McFadden?
Yes, and please ask Fred to mute himself when he's not.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Stupid meeting.
It sounds...
nightmare.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
Darlene Pagano. I'm sorry. McFadden votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
No, I'm yes. Red, you're unmuted.
Chair, could you ask people to mute themselves? I don't
yes,
think
please mute yourself if you're not speaking, everyone.
Neither
please.
Myself nor you have the ability to mute people like Julie.
Go ahead. Where are we, Nancy?
Okay. Rhodes votes yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam?
Get out of your pocket. I get to keep it.
Exactly what are we voting on? I forgot.
The main motion as of on the
yes.
Infinitely yes. Extending mm-hmm. this night.
Yes. Salam votes yes.
Okay.
Aki Tanaka?
No.
Tanaka votes no. Again, Heather, sorry I called on you.
No, don't worry.
Elizabeth Van Gunten?
Van Gunten votes yes.
Van Gunten votes yes. Thank you. Alyssa Willis. I don't hear you. Okay. So it's 9 yes, 8 no, 0.
So does the motion?
Motion
passes, I guess, does it? All right, everyone. I want us to move on to this, onto our agenda.
Madam Chair, my point of order.
What is your point of order? Quickly, please.
My motion was.
We need to finish the vote.
I'm sorry.
What is the count?
Okay, the count is 9 yes, 8 no.
Yes.
And what was the Heather vote?
Oh, Heather already voted. I forgot and called on
okay,
her.
Sorry.
It's all announced.
All right, you all. So go ahead, Teresa, go ahead, please.
Madam Chair, my motion was to read the letter from the corporate counsel that said that this meeting was illegal. Did you read it in full?
No.
Okay, well, we have had some instances recently where we had a member of our LSV who wanted something read at the beginning of the meeting, and we have tried to follow the rules, and so we have let him have this item read, and I'm wondering why my motion was not read at the beginning of the meeting. That was the whole point, because I think that many of the people on this call right now have not read the argument for our corporate attorney about why this meeting is illegal.
Point of order.
Sorry. Well, thank you. I tell you what, we have some other people wanting to speak, but I want us to move on to the agenda. So we're going to wait on comments.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, Teresa. No
point
more.
Point of information regarding the agenda, Heather Gray. Madam Chair.
We're going to move on to the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Information. You said you were going to send out the agenda in the chat. I still don't see it.
And yes, thank you. Thank you so much. All right, Nancy, we're going to go on. We're going to move on to the agenda. So the main item here is to talk about JFK, LSP Ross.
Chair, point of order.
Yes.
We approved the agenda as a whole.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
Yes, we did.
Go ahead.
I still haven't seen the agenda.
Yes. Who's putting it in the chat? Who said
it was read to us?
Who said they would do that?
Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
I'll get it. All right. Or could somebody else?
Point of order, Heather. I think we passed it. We had modified the agenda. We just need to have a quick vote to approve the agenda.
Okay.
We've already approved the agenda. We've already approved it.
Right.
So we're now, did you put it in there?
Do you want me to read it? Would you like me to read it?
No, I wanted it in the chat. You said you were going to put it in the chat.
We're going to put it in the chat.
Would you like me to? Okay.
You know, here we're flying without even knowing what the agenda is because this meeting was.
Point of information. The agenda was read to us while we were on the phone or on the Zoom. It was read already.
That's not a point of information.
Well, whatever the point is.
At some point, no, everyone, please stop talking, raise your hand if you're going to talk. But although I'm not going to do the raised hands right now. We need to move on to our meeting here. And so
thank you, Chair.
The agenda approval, we've done that. The motion to, okay, whatever. Go ahead, Nancy. So Nancy is going to be speaking about the KPFK LSB roster. So go ahead.
What happened to Teresa's question?
We're moving on from the agenda.
Did you want
to pass the chair to me? Was that what you wanted to do next?
Yes, that would be good, please.
Okay.
Baby's
online?
Yeah.
I want you to start. I am the chair still, so please. Go on.
I am.
Point of information, please. This is Beth.
Nobody there.
On this issue. On this item.
So I joined.
Nancy, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. You want me to?
I have a point of information. I have a question about this item.
Quickly, what is your question?
My question is, I want to know where is the motion that I provided to both you and Nancy earlier this afternoon for this item? And why is that not on the agenda now?
I don't know. I'll have to look for it. But right now, what we're going to do is hear from Nancy. And let me look for that.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
You were accepting new motions as late as this afternoon?
I wasn't. It was just brought up.
I provided this motion for this item.
We're going to move on with the agenda. So please, Nancy, go ahead. Okay, Nancy's going to be speaking about this item. So good. The KPFK LSB roster. Go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I'm putting the amended agenda in the chat. All right.
So everyone, please go to the chat. You'll see it there. Go ahead, Nancy. Thank you.
All right.
Not everyone can go to the chat. Please email it.
Go ahead.
I can't do both.
No.
We voted on the amendments to the agenda. So it now reads, well, we've already gone through the preliminary items. We've done agenda approval. 3 was removed. 4 is identify correct KPFK LSB roster, now 45 minutes. Five, certify Pacifica 2023 election, move to the next meeting. Was that, that was?
Yes, that's correct.
And then six, adjourn.
Yes. So go ahead, Nancy, please.
So, I believe that, there was a motion in the email regarding identifying correct KPFK LSD roster that Beth Van Lenten sent around. And it was sent to the entire PNB. I saw it. It was sent at, 5:22.
Right.
And, I will read the motion. Motion to restore order to the KPFK LSV from investigative
committee. Point of order.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Please don't interrupt. We're having comments now about this item.
Point of order.
What is the point of order?
Okay. You have sent something out, as Nancy Jordan says, at 5:22. We called a meeting for certain reasons. We haven't even seen this motion. I haven't seen this motion, and we should not be voting on something that you don't provide so we can see what we're voting on.
Madam Chair, this is not the point of order.
No, this happens too often.
We did not see anything. We saw Beth's motion was sent to the PNB at 5:22.
So that's unacceptable.
Everyone had to see that. Everyone had to see that. The agenda was sent at 6:30 something, an hour later. And we're working with that. Everybody saw that.
It's 5:22 now.
Everybody, Eastern time, everybody saw the Zoom link, and Beth's motion was sent to the same set of people. So
point of order.
I'm going to ask everyone to stop. Please stop interrupting. If you want to speak, put your hand up and we'll come to you. But right now, what we're doing is hearing from Nancy.
I have my hand up, Madam Chair, and you have not addressed my point of order. First of all,
let me just stop this for a moment. What we're trying to do right now is to hear from Nancy about this particular item, and then we'll go into a discussion. But right now, Madam Chair, the reason we're going to hear from Nancy.
My point of order, Madam Chair, would take precedence. I have not seen the Zoom that Nancy refers to, and
we're not on it right now. How did you get on the Zoom? You had to use the link that Julie sent at 6:30.
Yes, and I am looking at Julie's message, and it doesn't have a motion on it.
It has an agenda in it with motions in it.
I'm looking at that agenda. Oh, okay. For open session motion. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is the authority.
Tell me then.
Please go to what Nancy sent out, and Nancy, please continue with your comments.
Okay, I'm reading the motion that came out.
Thank
first.
You. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Whereas participatory democratic process is integral to Pacifica's structure, function, and identity, as articulated in the Pacifica
Commission. Point of order.
And?
Point of order. I don't know how this became Nancy's motion. This was a motion that the investigative committee brought forth. I sent it first to
Will you please silence Beth?
Yes, hold on. Go ahead, Nancy, go ahead. Beth, we'll come to you later on, but let Nancy.
All I'm doing is reading it.
Yes, go ahead, Nancy. Go ahead, please.
I was asked to speak on it. I don't know what to say about it, but I can read it.
Go ahead, please. Read it.
This is a motion that Beth Van Lanson sent to the C&D. So I would like to continue. Whereas open, transparent determination of the proper roster of any Pacific body is fundamental.
Point of order. Point of order.
Not a point of order.
Teresa.
Teresa, you are being dilatory.
May I speak to the chair?
Teresa, please yes. Stop talking.
Madam Chair, I am looking at the attachment.
Teresa, you can talk later on. Not right now.
Madam Chair, this motion is not.
You need to mute yourself.
It says to be determined, TBD. Look at it, Madam Chair.
Teresa is out of order.
She's out of order.
Teresa, in there.
Teresa, stop.
Please mute.
Go ahead, Nancy, please. Go ahead.
Please.
Could Nancy sort and look at it? Is that where you're seeing?
I want you to be quiet, Nancy. Teresa, you need to be quiet. Go ahead, Nancy, please. Go ahead. Sorry.
Whereas open, transparent determination of the proper roster of any Pacifica body is fundamental to all subject processes. And whereas on March 23rd, 2023, the PNB acted to restore order and reestablish the roster of the KPFC. And whereas on June 4th, 2023, KPFK NSC office acted to remove and replace more NSC without providing
personal privilege. Can somebody mute Taggerton? I can't hear it. There's so much noise coming off of Taggerton.
Let's ask everyone to mute so that we can better hear. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Go ahead, Nancy. Sorry.
Whereas on June 4th, 2023, KPFK LSB officers acted to remove and replace more than a third of the LSB without providing prior notice as required by Pacifica policy, and without determining which runner-up was to replace which removed member, thus losing all lines of succession. And whereas the ongoing unstable disorder of the current KPFK LSB roster must be resolved before moving forward, and whereas the PNB has the authority to revoke any LSB action adverse to the mission, purpose, or best interest of Pacifica. Therefore, be it resolved that to restore order and stability to the KPFK LSB and Pacifica and to reduce liability, the PNB revokes the action of the KPFK officers to remove and replace Grace Warren, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Marisol Cruz, George Frummaker, Ralph Hawkins, Oscar Uloa, and Paulina Vasiliev, and hereby restores them to their seats as members of KPFK LSB as agreed upon in the PNB in the resolution of March 23rd, 2023.
Thank you.
Point of information.
I'll second that motion.
Point of information. Exerco has joined us.
That's an investigatory committee makes a motion.
I cannot move. I did not move that motion. Someone has to move it, not me.
Egberto has joined us.
I move it.
Motion originally. So it doesn't need a second, but I will move the motion just in case and ask someone else to second it.
Point of information chair.
What is your point of information, Darlene?
Who is putting this motion? Who is proposing this? It keeps sounding like Beth has come up from a committee and is now trying to move heaven and earth. One member of an investigatory committee can move out of the investigatory period all by themselves and make a motion for a decision.
Okay, thank you.
No, that's a question, Chair.
But does anybody want to answer that? Does anybody want to answer that question? And Darlene, in the future, you need to put your hand up so you can be on the list. But
Madam Chair, would you please put me on the back?
Nancy, do you know who
James moved the motion? I think he could answer that question.
Okay, James, who?
You have to unmute me.
Jim Sagerton, please answer the question.
Muted. Oh shit.
Not
no,
muted.
You're not.
Oh, I'm not muted. Okay. Sorry about that. Sorry about the expletive.
Go ahead.
The answer is that this is a renewal of the motion from a previous meeting. That's one way it can be here. Another way it can be here is that I just moved it from the floor and it was seconded by three people. And another way here is that it came from the committee and it was failed the first time and now it's being renewed. So it's here, you know, however you want to call it.
Thank you.
So, Madam Chair, I'll be recognized.
Before we go to a vote on this motion, we need to hear from people who have their hands up. So go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead.
Okay. In the letter that the corporate counsel sent to us, it says Robert's rules, when it discusses reconsideration, makes it clear in section 37.8a that only a member who has voted on the prevailing side can make a motion to reconsider. That was one of the whole points of this meeting. And the three people that
move the meeting.
That point called, of order, Chair.
The three people that called this.
Point of were, order, Chair. Point of
yes,
order,
hold,
Chair.
Hold on, yes, go ahead.
Point of order, Chair. I have a point of order addressing Teresa.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, this is not for reconsideration. You can only do that at the meeting where it was originally voted on. And that can only be, you know, the rule about it can only be brought up by the people that were in the prevailing vote. That's true, but it only applies to reconsiderations and those can only happen at the same meeting that it was voted on the first time. So this is not a reconsideration.
So as a question, Nancy, if you go,
Teresa is incorrect to try to call this reconsideration.
May I finish my thought?
That's my point of order.
First of all, Nancy, I did go to Julie Hewitt's agenda. I did scroll down. There was
I'm on Teresa.
Please don't interrupt me.
Go ahead, Teresa. Go ahead.
When you scroll down, it says Beth's motion and then it says TBD. To be determined. There is no listing of this motion that I have received prior to this meeting. That is not the proper way to do business. It is also not proper to vote on this and then just keep having meetings, especially when you call this meeting an hour and a half earlier than our regular meeting. People in California have jobs. I had other plans. And you're just going to keep bringing this up at other meetings until, you know, somebody has plans and your side can win?
Point
That's
order,
inappropriate.
Chair.
Sharon, salam to the stack.
Point of order, Chair. Teresa saying that we never have TBA on agendas is not correct.
No, TBD.
We do that. TBD, we always do that quite often. Quite often people are working on a motion that does not get exact, the wording does not get put on the agenda. But
Nancy,
they have it, they send it an email,
Nancy.
Which they did an hour before the agenda.
No, There is no, you referred to an email that Julie Hewitt sent with the motion and you said that I had seen it. I did look at it. This motion is not listed there.
It's Sharon
Salam to the stack.
It's not listed.
I mean,
we're gonna move on. Thank you, Teresa.
The wording is not there. It's listed, but the wording is not there.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Fred.
Sharon, salam to the stack.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
May I start?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The board has no power to certify an election. The bylaws at Article 4, Section 4A state, please note the highlighted text. The National Election Supervisor is the
point
only
order,
person.
Point of order.
You're going to let me finish or you're going to interrupt me every goddamn time.
Point of order.
That's not the agenda item we're on.
No point of order right now. We're going to hear from Fred and then we'll go to other people. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead.
It's off topic. That's not the agenda item.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
So our corporate counsel says the board has no power to certify an election. The board's list of powers do not include certifying elections. This has never been done. There is a long list of power, general power and authority, specific powers and duties, and it never mentions that. The
board
of
order, chair.
Hey, would you shut the fuck up?
This item is not on the agenda. Did you read the amended agenda, Fred?
The board has no specific power to certify elections. Nor under its general oversight provisions can it substitute its views or take away the power of the national election supervisors or certify elections. We don't have the power to overrule what the LSB has done.
Okay, thank you.
Point of order.
Order.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That item is no longer on the agenda. Fred Dodson's discussion of it is moot.
Okay, thank you.
Appropriate.
Sharon, to the staff. We're going to Adriana. Go ahead, Adriana. Go ahead.
No, Madam Chair, the problem that we are allowing people to talk dilatory, they talk about, we have just one item, one motion on the floor, and it's the only motion we have for these 45 minutes, and we are exactly 25 minutes to reach the 45 minutes. It's one motion on the floor. The only thing that we can talk is about the motion on the floor.
Okay, thank
you. The rest is dilatory. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Ali. Ali Alexa?
Yeah, couple of questions. This sounds exactly like the motion we heard last week. This is wholly Beth's motion. It's not a member of the investigatory committee, or at least not of any of the meetings I attended. Secondly, I don't think Nancy is a member of this board. I don't know if it's in order for her to raise points of order.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. All right. So who is this, 248900? Who is that?
That's Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, thank you. I sent this motion to the secretary and the vice chair first. That's what I usually do with motions. I had the agenda item posted publicly first. That's standard process. I normally send the motion through the secretary to be sent to the PNB. That didn't happen today. I still don't know why. So later, when I saw that it hadn't gone out, I sent it myself. I have since sent it a third time, so no one can say they haven't seen it. Now then, subsequent to the November 16th PNB meeting, at which this matter was heard, at the November 19th recognized KPFK meeting, I put the question to the officers once again in open public session, which 12 members do they say are to carry over from the 2024 KPFK LSB. The officers gave no response, none, choosing instead to remain absolutely silent, presumably because lines of succession were lost when 9 members were removed en masse and replaced en masse without specifying which runner-up was to fill which seat, skipping over several ranked member runners-up to seat others without explanation. Seating these unidentified members along with newly elected delegates is now fast-tracked for Sunday, December 3rd, rather than the customary third Sunday of the month.
So your members? Your members? As you were talking, Beth, you said your Beth's members.
She's not recognized.
Go ahead. So, Beth, are you finished?
For the moment.
Okay, thank you. All right. Jim Sagerton, go ahead.
Chair, this is James. I have a point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. All of this is not germane to the item that's on the floor. The item on the floor is the motion. The motion was Raised from the floor. It was seconded by three people. And it, all this talk about whether it was on the agenda or not on the agenda, whether it's in the chat or not in the chat, is all irrelevant. The motion has been made from the floor. It's been seconded. We should go, we should be in discussion motion. And I'm going to call the question very quickly if we can't have a civilized conversation without people shouting and jumping in and talking out of turn.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. We're going to hear from Vanessa and then we're going to go to have more discussion or about the motion. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Sharon to the stack.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Sharon to the stack.
Hey, Sharon. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, just please remember to come back to me. Sharon has been trying to get in for quite some time. So if you wouldn't mind taking Sharon first, then come back to me if you don't mind.
Okay. Sharon, go ahead.
Let me just say this. I'm calling in from Conakry, Guinea, Africa, and it is after 12 o'clock over here. I need this meeting to move forward, and I would like to call the question.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so are there, should we call, are there any objections to calling the question?
Yes.
Kevin?
Call for a roll call vote.
Okay, let's have a roll call vote. All right.
Roll call.
Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
I'm sorry, Saran. I just have to say no. I'm sorry.
Allen votes no. Adriana Casanay?
Yes.
Asane votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Dixon Briggs votes yes. Oops. Stingman.
Yes.
Stingman votes yes. Fred Dodsworth.
Votes no.
Dodsworth votes no. Thank you. William Foster. Sue Goodwin.
Abstain.
Goodwin abstains. Thank you. Donna Grime.
Donna votes no.
Grimes votes no. Thank you. Hewitt is not here. Avelia Jones.
No.
Jones votes no. Alexa.
No.
Alexa votes no. Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Martinez votes no. Thank you. James McFadden.
Yes.
Adam votes yes. Thank you. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Pagano votes no. Thank you. John Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. Thank you. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Thank you. Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Salam votes yes. Thank you. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Marco votes no. Thank you. Elizabeth Van Gunten.
Yeah.
Van Gunten votes yes. Thank you. Egberto Willis.
No.
Willis votes no. Thank you. Okay. The vote is 8 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Gray votes yes.
And it's a tie and it doesn't pass.
What is the final vote, Nancy?
Final vote is 9 yes, 9 no, 1.
I see. Okay.
Discussion continues.
Yeah, so what do we do under those circumstances? I need advice.
Meeting's over.
Well, we continue.
Chair, Adriana.
Hold on about the motion. Go ahead. I want to repeat that, Nancy, please.
We continue debating the motion.
Okay. All right.
The motion was just voted down.
Well, we're calling the question was voted down.
Exactly.
But it was not. Up.
Okay, so we need to continue the discussion, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying, Nancy?
Debate continues. Calling the question.
Debate continues. So we do have some other people with hands up. Is everyone talked so far? We thought Teresa, but who's that? Too far. That's Beth, I think. And Vanessa and Fred all have their hands up. Do you all still have comments you want to make?
Yes.
Okay. So those who are finished, Teresa, are you finished?
No, I'm, I would like to get back on the stack.
Okay. So, and then Beth, right? Vanessa. So, all right, go ahead. And then I'm going to come to you, Fred. Go ahead. Go ahead. Teresa, go ahead.
Oh, me? Okay. I do want to remind, Nancy Sorden, although I appreciate your dedication, you are not allowed to bring a point of order.
I am allowed to bring points of order because if I recognize that a rule is being broken, I am allowed to bring a point of order.
Okay, well, I'll certainly check on that. The second item is I want to remind people that our corporate counsel sent us a letter stating that we could not, that the meeting could not be called for reconsideration on this item. And you mentioned something, I guess it was James Sagerton, or maybe it was you, Nancy, who said that that only applies to the same meeting. I don't believe it does because our corporate counsel said otherwise. Thank you.
We have the corporate counsel actually on the, now, but maybe we can come to him. Okay, Beth, did you have something else you wanted to say?
I'll wait. You can, I thought that Vanessa was, had deferred to Adriana or to Sharon.
I did.
I'll wait. I've spoken once and I was waiting to hear what Vanessa had to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Vanessa, go ahead, please.
All that I have to say is a repeat of what Sagerton has already said. This was not a motion for reconsideration. That is not what we were doing. Period. Point blank. End of story.
Okay, thank you. Chair, go ahead, Jim. Jim Sagerton, go ahead.
Personal privilege.
Jim? Sagerton, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make some policy arguments for this. Civica in 2006 adopted a policy that said four LSB members are removed from the body for...
I can't hear you, Jim.
Pardon me?
Could you repeat? We couldn't hear you.
I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. We have a fixed policy of the PNB, which says that you cannot remove members of SBs for absences unless you notice them after the second absence, unless you also notice the chair of the PNB and the chair of the local station board. And that has been questioned as not comporting with bylaws, but I have an analogy. The analogy is that frequently you have bylaws, but then you have policies to put flesh on, to flesh out, to explain the way the board is interpreting the bylaws. The bylaw here is, you're out. The policy said, okay, but we're going to add this thing about notice to it. And I liken it to make an analogy to the Fourth Amendment. The Constitution, the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says no unreasonable searches and seizures. It doesn't say anything about the Miranda warning. But that doesn't mean that the Miranda warning is in conflict with the Fourth Amendment. It just means it's something that the Supreme Court decided to add. And in this case, the Pacifica National Board is like the Supreme Court because we interpret our own bylaws. And so interpreted with this policy, most of the people on this board forgot that policy, including some on this board who were the secretary of the PNB at that time, who apparently didn't produce the minutes because they're not available on PFTX. And, you know, that person forgot apparently that policy existed. So it's a real policy. We went ahead and we didn't react to the removal of these board members, these LSB members at KPFK. And now we've realized the error. We're correcting the error. And that's what we're doing here. And okay. All we're doing is going back to the March 23rd decision of the PNB that established the correct KPFK LSB. And I want to say the same thing at the KPFK LSB meeting when they were doing this and recently they were discussing it, both the so-called Ziri group got caught with their hands in the cookie jar trying to say that defying the PNB in their decision on how to handle the fact that we didn't have an election, skipping over runners up to fill those vacancies, and then the recognized LSB pretty much did the same thing by, you know, trumping up these charges about meetings and absences, and then skipping over runners up and filling seats in a completely arbitrary way.
Jim, so, your time is up.
That's it. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Fred Dodsworth. Who's the timekeeper? Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead, Fred, please.
Fred here. I want to thank Jim for his deep understanding of the Miranda memo. So that's.
All right, hold on, Fred. Jim, would you please mute yourself? Jim?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead.
There are some real issues here, and some of the issues is that we have made a motion. We have made a decision. We removed these people from the LSB. We told them on numerous occasions that they needed to attend the actual LSB, and they failed to. I have joined now in a lawsuit against us. If we put them back on this board or on the LSB, they're going to create enormous chaos. And if what we really want to do is create chaos and litigation, then we should definitely step in and do what we have no business doing, which is dictate who is the correct KPFA LSB roster. We have tried this now for the last half a year to a year, and it certainly hasn't gotten us anywhere except into litigation. And now we're now at the last minute, the 12th hour. We're doing this ridiculous move where we're going to put people who have adamantly opposed what the PNB does and what the KPFK LSB does, but we're going to come out of left field and say, okay, we're going to put them in and we're going to throw out the other guys. And if you have any fantasy that this is going to help us meet payroll, if this is going to help us make programming better, if this is going to help us increase listenership, you're deluded. This is part and parcel with Pacifica's long-term descent into complete failure and chaos. Voting in favor of this motion is a vote for more chaos and more disruption, and voting against this LSB motion is the way to actually end the chaos and the craziness and get us back on track. Go ahead. Vote your conscience, but know what you're voting for.
Thank you, Fred. James McFadden, you're timing people, right? Is that correct?
That's why I said time.
Thank you. I figured
the first time.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Nancy Sorden, I think your hand's up here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just had a point of personal privilege. I can't vote on anything because I'm not a director. I'm not a, you know, voting member. But I can give information and I can raise points of order, points of information. I ask questions all the time. I raise points of order. You know, Julie runs pretty tight meetings, so I don't do that very often. But I'm allowed to do that. I just can't vote because I can't vote. I'm not a voting member.
Yes. Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for explaining that. Darlene, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to remind people, remember, KPFK, people screaming and yelling, you can't sell this building, we'll take it over before you can sell this building. What happened? What kind of convoluted damage was being done on the air and in the stations? What was happening? And the PNB said, stop. No, you're out. Why are we arguing when one moment was posted and not the other moment was posted, or who was given two or who was given three exemptions, whatever? A PNB threw those people out and said, you can't come back under these circumstances. I believe the name given to them was Berserkers. And now we have to look at what time they were notified or what time they said this or that about an absence or an excused absence or a not excused absence. This is, you know, dancing on heads of pins to stop protecting KPFK. This is a vote about keeping KPFK
Darlene,
a viable station in Pacifica. And I hope people remember their principled stand of that action. And I hope they'll somehow find those principles again.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay, so Alexa.
Yeah, I just did want to point out that those people were notified repeatedly that they were missing meetings and that three absences would account for their removal. And also no alternates were skipped over. They went to great lengths to make sure they went in the right order for the alternates. Several of the alternates said they weren't interested, and other ones couldn't be found. But they followed all the rules and the bylaws as far as notification, and they didn't skip any alternates. They went through from one to the next and seated whoever was available and ready to serve.
Are we frozen?
Heather, you're muted.
My apologies. I was talking with, okay, so who else hasn't spoken? I'm trying to.
Adriana was after Ali.
Go ahead, Adriana. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to, we know that we are not discussing the reality here. You are bringing a bunch of things that have nothing to do. We prove that those people were illegally removed from the PMB, from the LSV, the KPFK LSV. They didn't follow any of the rules that we have. They didn't have meetings, enough meetings to prove. They have meetings without quorum. We know that this is not the problem. We know that this, what you are trying to confuse the issues when you're discussing. This PMB that allowed just a few minutes ago, and is in the recordings, one of our members say to other one, F, shut up, and the F word. We are talking about principles? To whom? To the people that yell over everybody, that raise their hand, but that's an answer when it's the right time. We know that those people were illegally removed. Don't tell us about, they will sue. The reality that was a power move that they didn't think about it. They skip over, illegally removed, skip over members, people that should be the next runner-up, and they remove it without the reason that our bylaw said that we should use to remove people. We are not trying to do anything else more than put the people there that, according to our bylaws, the Pacifica Foundation bylaw, deserve to be sitting in their seats. Thank you.
Alan for the stack.
So Vanessa for the stack,
Fred,
as well.
Fred, your hand is still up.
I put it up again. So okay. I will take my turn when it's my turn, but I do have something to say.
Go ahead.
Fine. I would like to remind everybody that these people that were taken off the LSB were doxing people that were on the LSB. They were making threats that made people feel unsafe. And we're now talking about putting these people back on the LSB. That's all.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay. So I have...
Heather, my hand is still up. I'm somewhere. I agreed to step aside and wait for others who hadn't spoken yet to speak, but I am still on the stack.
Okay, thank you. Let me just see. Akio, go ahead.
Sure. One thing to point out is that what we're doing is that there's two group of delegates at KPFK. There are a group of people who chose to attend the PNB approved at SP. And there are the people who chose to boycott the PNB approved at SP. So those are the, two groups that we're, voting on with this motion. So I think that in my, thinking that people who, followed and, attended the PNB approved NSB should be the one who should be represented in the next vote.
Well, thank you, Akio. So now I'm trying to figure out the 248. Beth, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. You had another comment you wanted to make?
Yeah, a few. When I asked the chair back last March to come serve as a neutral mediator for a meeting of all KPFK LSB delegates at the time. This was before we stood up a recognized roster. It was for the purpose of trying to move toward reconciliation of a very broken board. I was hoping that I was looking for a neutral mediator. And what we got instead was someone who came in and handed the gavel almost immediately to the most outspoken proponents of the opposite faction on the board, which was the opposite of what I was asking for. I think that what happened after that in setting up this rapid cascade of irregular meetings was specifically designed to run people off the board so that after enough absences, they could just jettison as many as they could. It looked deliberate at the time to me. I was appalled. I'm still appalled. It still looks deliberate. The longstanding custom APK has always been, in my 4 years there, has been to honor the 2006 resolution until the current officers set it aside on their own authority and proceeded to, without respecting it. So the irregular LSB is still abiding by that protocol. It's also not in any way accurate to paint all LSB board members, even all dissident LSB board members, with the same broad brush. The person who threatened to dox people, to dox myself and Ali and Avalia, is not among these people. There are a broad range of perspectives on this back there. They're not at all in one camp. And it's unfair to attribute to them positions that they don't hold. The people who were removed are many of the most experienced LSB members, more than a third of the board, replacing them with the least experienced runners-up with much less experience and voter mandate, and then trying to carry those people over to the next LSB where they'll form...
we're at time.
Thank you.
Thanks. Fred, you're timing people, right? Is that correct?
No, James McFadden is.
Oh, James. I'm sorry.
I just spoke up to say that time was up.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if you're hearing me.
All right, so let me just ask everyone. I think we need to go to our vote soon, but... I still have Jim Sagerton, Vanessa, and Akio. Your hands are still up.
And Arthur.
And Arthur, yes, Arthur, we haven't heard from you. So
I'll move to exhaust the staff.
Yes, okay. So go ahead, Arthur, please.
Oh, sorry. So I want to say, I think, Sean, my esteemed colleague at WBAI, is probably right. So it is a motion to renew, so it's not improper. And
thank you.
I have one, Sean, I have the greatest respect for you. especially since you can screw up any show that I do. One of the questions I have, is Kupit Ziri back on the board?
Who, what?
Is this motion?
No.
Kupit Ziri back on the board. Wasn't she removed from attending meetings?
She was removed separately. Forgive me for trying to respond. May I answer his question?
Go ahead.
She was removed separately for cause, way in advance. She's not among those people. I would never propose.
Thank you. Go ahead, Arthur. Are you finished?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Sean was right.
Okay. All right, so we have some other hands up. So where are we, timekeepers, on the comments from people?
Move to exhaust the stack.
Okay. Are there objections to that? Okay, so go ahead, Jim. You have something else you wanted to say?
Thank you. I want to thank Arthur for his recognition that it is a move to renew and not to reconsider.
Can I just say, I didn't really mean that about Sean, that he could take me off the air. Someone will say I have a conflict of interest. He isn't my engineer. Goodbye. Sorry.
Okay. I think it's already been said, I wanted to disagree with a previous speaker who felt that people removed properly from the KPFK LSB. I think there were lots of problems with that. Someone else mentioned chaos moving forward, and really the chaos will be over. The KPFK LSB will have its last meeting on Sunday, and then that's all water over the dam. And the chaos we're trying to prevent now is the chaos that will move into the next PNB, where the roster of the PNB will be in question. So this is an attempt to try and solve that problem. And I think I heard one of the speakers threaten litigation if he doesn't get his way on this matter. And, you know, people can do that. It's a free country. But I would hope that that would not be the recourse. It's not a necessary recourse. If I lose on this, I'm not going to sue the foundation. And so what we're trying to do here is prevent future litigation by sorting this out now, before we get into the next PNB and have that roster be in question. And also, finally, there was a question of whether attending the recognized LSB meetings or the people boycotting the LSB meetings
for a time,
one should be favored. And the answer is due process applies to both. Everybody gets due process. It doesn't matter whether they're attendees or not. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, hold on just a moment, Jim. I'm going to ask if you can mute. I think there's sound coming from where you are.
Yes, okay. And I just want to say that I did not mention any names.
Okay, thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Fred, go ahead.
Okay. He did not mention my name, but it was pretty clear that he intended to implicate me in that. I am not threatening to sue the PNB or anyone on this. I am, in fact, I was noting, hey, can you let me finish?
Go ahead.
His name's Dunn.
Please finish.
I am not threatening that. I'm, in fact, simply repeating what Arthur said in one of his missives, where Arthur said he would not be defending us against more lawsuits in California, and that this was likely to lead to that. Now, maybe Arthur doesn't. I want to finish, Beth. I don't want to be interrupted, Beth.
Go ahead, Fred.
I'm not saying anything.
Everyone
it's not
stop. Go ahead,
that
Fred.
That is please. Not.
Go ahead. Otherwise, we're going to go up, move on, Fred. Finish your comment, please, quickly.
My comment is that I'm done.
Okay. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Beth, I'm going on.
Name was mentioned. My name was shouted out loud when I wasn't the one speaking, and I'd appreciate an apology.
We're gonna move on to other speakers. Maybe you all can talk about this later on. Go ahead, Vanessa, please. Go ahead.
So I appreciate the summaries given by Beth and Sagrin in particular, because it really, I think, touches on the important points. All of the scare tactics, the sort of defamation of character of the entire LSB, conflating that entire LSB with the actions of a few whose issues were dealt with by the PNB. And so it's established those people would not be returned. This is about process. What process was used, and the process was wrong. Alleging that people missed meetings that weren't even meetings, referring to Robert's rules, when there's a very specific stipulation in our bylaws about what constitutes missing a meeting. It's really just simple math in terms of, did those people miss meetings and therefore should have been thrown off of the LSB or not? And the facts show, the data shows, the documents show that the wrong process was used, the wrong rules were used. And so that's what this is about. This is an attempt to level set and right the course so that an injustice, really, to those people who were wrongly cast off should be returned. And it has implications for the future of the network in terms of who's going to be on that LSB, who's going to be on the PNB. It has absolute implications for that. And I'm sure that serves the purpose of some people, but I would like to see us deal with this in a manner that is objective, that's based on our bylaws, which people love to tout, but, you know, unless it serves their interests, they don't like to follow. So it would be wonderful to see that. And a secondary point is just dealing with people who use profanity loudly, cursing at other people in the meeting, the gutter language, the gutter behavior, the inappropriateness of that. And it should be sanctioned.
Thank you, Vanessa. Okay. Darlene, go ahead.
Again, I want to remind people the reason the renegade, rogue, whatever the word is, LSB, is that LSB, is that this group, this PNB, we told them they were out. The PNB overruled the votes of the LSB, which is what we're being asked to do tonight. So obviously it's a power that we have. They were thrown out because of the violent disruption of KPFK that was going on. This is not a doily of niceties that have gotten just a little bit frayed. They were wildly out of control, very threatening, and the PNB said, no, you can't do it, and the PNB overrules the LSB. You guys are out. What the heck is this new thing about the detail of a meeting not quite remembered in 2006? We did it this year. We stood up for KPFK. We stood up for Pacifica. We said, no, you are out.
All right. Thank you, Darlene.
Point of order. Chair?
Yes.
We voted to exhaust the stack. That was the end of the stack. I see hands have gone up since then. But
oh,
we
I see. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Madam Chair, I'm very sorry, but when we accept that, Darlene wasn't there and she was allowed to talk. And she wasn't when we talk up accepting the finish the stack.
We should have stopped before her.
Okay, so but we didn't. So.
I put my hand up as soon as.
Hold on, Adriana, please. So we're going to finish. We're going to hear from I think Beth and then Adriana. That'll be it. That'll be the stack. But Ali, thank you for mentioning that. But go ahead.
Out of order.
Who is this? Is that Beth?
Someone else spoke. I still have my hand up. I don't know who that was that spoke.
Okay.
I think it was a man.
You have something else you want to say or we'll hear from you and that'll be it.
Thank you. Yes, I need to set the record straight. The people who have been, these nine who were removed were not removed for violence or threats or extreme behavior. They were removed for procedural reasons that we don't agree on. This board is split on that about absences. And that's a very different thing. It's a different subset of people. The people who were threatening violence are not a part of this. I would never propose that. But that's what I mean about tarring everyone with the same broad brush. There's an array, a spectrum of opinion on the other side. There are extreme elements. That's not who these nine people are.
Okay, thank you. So listen, I know we need to vote on this motion, and I'm going to ask Nancy. Nancy, would you please read the motion again that we'll be voting on?
What about me, Madam Chair?
Adriana, are your comments quickly, please?
Yes. I want to remind everybody that even when you try to confuse the issue is people that were illegally removed from the LSP. Nothing to do with what the PMB did. The PMB made their decisions. That was approved. We are talking about the problems that they did in KPF, LSP later on when they removed illegally against, without using the right process, and illegally, and like Arthur said, all this meeting, all this time, these people are saying that this meeting was illegal, this meeting, Arthur just told us that this meeting is legal. And what we are trying to do is put the record straight. We cannot remove people without the right procedure. We are trying to keep the right procedures. We are trying to keep the bylaws and apply the bylaws. This is about what happened. You know that I'm not part of KPFK, and I never was part of KPFK, and I mostly don't know the people there. I was in charge of investigating, and then when we discover the terrible situation, when they really deny the due process for the people, according to the Pacifica Foundation bylaw. That's what we worry, and that's what we are trying to correct. To solve the issue from now on, and next year will not be again a big problem. Please understand the issue. Don't
wait past time.
On the
time.
People that try to confuse the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. Thank you so much. So, Nancy, would you please read the motion that we're going to be voting on? Could you do that for us again, please?
Just the resolve clause, the therefore.
Okay. I have to get back to that email. 1 second.
Thank you.
Can we read the entire motion that we are voting on?
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nancy.
We've heard it 10 times.
We're going to hear it again. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting back to that.
No problem.
Does someone else have that email? It was sent to the whole PMB.
Does somebody else have it? Would you please read it? If anybody else
got it, Beth could read it.
Beth, you have it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I do. Motion to restore order to the KPFK LSB from the Investigative Committee, November 30, 2023. Whereas participatory democratic process is integral to Pacifica's structure, function, and identity as articulated in Pacifica bylaws and mission statement. And whereas open, transparent determination of the proper roster of any Pacifica body is fundamental to all subsequent democratic processes. And whereas on March 23, 2023, the PNB acted to restore order and reestablish the roster of the KPFK LSB. And whereas on June 4th, 2023, KPFK LSB officers acted to remove and replace more than a third of the LSB without providing proper notice as required by by Pacifica policy and without determining which runner-up was to replace which removed member, thus losing all lines of succession. And whereas the ongoing unstable disorder of the current KPFK LSB roster must be resolved before moving forward And whereas the PNB has the authority to revoke any LSB action averse to the mission, purpose, or best interest of Pacifica, therefore, be it resolved that to restore order and stability to the KPFK, LSB, and Pacifica, and to reduce liability, the PNB revokes the actions of the KPFK officers to remove and replace Grace Allen, Jose Benavides, Fred Blair, Marisol Cruz, George Funmaker, Ralph Hawkins, Oscar Ulloa, and Polina Vasiliev, and hereby restores them to their seats as members of the KPFK LSB and agreed as agreed upon in the PNB by the PNB in the resolution of March 2023.
Thank you so much for that, Beth. So I guess we'll move forward and vote on this motion. So any questions from board members?
We don't have more time, Madam Chair.
Guess not. Okay. Nancy, let's move forward on it then.
All right. I'll call the roll.
Yes, please go ahead.
Teresa Allen.
Teresa, you're muted.
So a vote yes is to restore people to that were removed 2 weeks ago, correct?
That's correct, I think. Isn't that right? That's correct.
To restore people who were removed back in the summer, in June. Yeah. The nine to the eight people remaining.
I say no. No.
Go ahead, Nancy.
One votes no. Adriana Casanave. Adriana Casanave.
Adriana, you're muted, Adriana. Go on to the next person, Nancy.
James Dingman.
I said yes. I said yes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Casanave says yes.
Yeah.
James Dingman.
Yes.
Dingman says yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Dixon Briggs, yes. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Dodsworth, no. William Foster's one here. Sue Goodwin.
I guess she's not here now. I don't see her.
Oh.
But she made it very clear she had to leave at 9.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Donna Grimes.
Pass.
Grimes passes. Thank you. Hewitt's not here. Avelia Jones.
No.
Jones votes no. Holly Lethal.
No.
Lexa votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Martinez votes no. James McFadden.
Yes.
McFadden votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Pagano votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Rhodes votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Sagerton votes yes. Sharon Salon.
Yes.
Salon votes yes. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Tanaka votes no. Von Gunten.
Yes.
Von Gunten votes yes. Egberto Willis.
No.
Willis votes no. The vote is,
someone passed.
I'm not. Grimes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Donna Grimes.
How many chairs we have?
I'm going to abstain. Grimes. Abstain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Grimes abstains. Thank you. Okay, we have, 1 second, Chair. I'll call on you next.
Okay.
We have, eight yes, eight no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Chair votes yes.
Julie's here. I'd like to vote.
Wait, somebody else. Who is that who said they wanted to vote?
Julie.
Oh, Julie. Okay, Julie.
Was here the whole time.
Julie wants to vote.
Yep, I'm here. I'm okay. Here. I vote no.
Julie votes no. Nine yes, nine no. One abstention.
So how does that leave us?
Motion fails.
Well, it was passed. No. But now we don't know.
No, it fails.
Madam Chair,
we know who is responsible for that.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Julie, the betrayer. She was here the whole time.
Oh my God.
Are there any objections to adjourning? All right. So the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Heather.
Oh, thank you. Thanks to everyone. Thank you.